Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, February 26th, and we're here. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi. Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know. I love Fridays. I always make sure I don't have a lot to do on Fridays. You know,
my favorite day of the week.
Isn't it, though?
It
you know?
Is, yeah.
I know. Me too.
You know, I'm one of those weird people, though. I actually kind of like Monday as well, which I know is bizarre, but it's like a new start. And
right,
you know,
and you want to get going, you know? I mean, you're not the type to just sit back and do nothing.
No. Yeah. Always going. Yeah, like I was telling you earlier, I just got my call sheet for a tech rehearsal tonight. Uh-huh. My call time is midnight.
Wow.
It's all night shoots. So.
Why do they do that?
You know, we're shooting at this this mansion, and God, it's like 40-50 minutes away from LA at some famous venue. And I don't know, my agent just sent me it's like, you're doing this.
I don't know, crazy. Who shoots that late?
I know, so it's kind of bizarre. It's just a tech rehearsal, so I don't know, probably won't last all night, but the actual shoot will be a 12-hour thing.
Wow.
At night. Yeah, so it'll be
so
crazy.
So you better get some sleep before you go out.
I know.
So you don't look tired and you shoot, huh?
I know. Well, the makeup artist is going to. I'm always like, cover up my circles, please, because they're designer bags right now. But I know. But, I can be tired tonight, but I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. And they'll keep you up, I'm sure.
I know.
What's all the excitement? And
craft
stuff
services, happens. They always have lots of coffee and soda and everything, so I'm amping up on it.
There you go. You see?
Yeah.
Tough life. What can I tell you? In a few minutes, we're going to have a guest joining us here, sitting here in the studio. Fascinating. We're going to talk more about the Oscars. We had an Oscar-nominated short film here the other day.
We did,
a British film, and that was exciting. So we're going to talk more about films and the Oscar and everything else.
It's exciting. It's all the buzz.
Right.
And, you know, I usually work the Oscars, the carpet.
The
red
carpet.
Yeah,
right.
I do. Yeah, uh-huh. I usually do. And,
yes.
But this year I'm not because I'm booked. Like the whole day, I'm booked even through
really?
The night. Yeah,
wow. So people even work on Oscar day. Huh?
Well, not if you're at the Oscars.
Who
is? Haven't got there yet. So, so you know, it's like it. Just cut down to the chase. It paid more than my Oscar gig would have. So
there you go.
I just took that one.
Follow the money, man.
I know. I was like, sorry, guys.
Oh well, that's funny. What was I going to say? You just brought up something, and I was going to say something, but I forgot. It'll probably come back to me in just a second.
It always does.
It always does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yesterday, we had a woman here that does spray tanning, and she also teaches people how to open a business of spray tanning.
Okay, you want to hear something bizarre?
Yes.
So, Simone...
Yeah.
It was the lady who was here yesterday.
So that's how she pronounced her name?
I think so, right?
Really? I called her Simone.
Maybe it's Simone.
Yeah. I thought maybe she pronounced it to you the right
no,
way.
No, I'm sure I'm pronouncing it
oh,
wrong.
Oh, so it's Simone because
yes,
that's what I call
so,
her.
Yeah, so Simone, you know, she has the academy and everything. And on Instagram yesterday, one of my friends, Lauren Crawley, now it used to be Lauren Cox from South Texas, where I'm from. She told Simone, like, hey, Kelsey, one of the hosts, I grew up with her. And it was just so bizarre. Lauren actually attended her academy.
Wow.
I know. And she was like, oh, it's such a small world.
It is, huh?
Yeah, it was. It was insane to kind of make that connection. And so, small world.
Good. But we're definitely candidates for tanning, and we're going to go get it maybe next week or something.
That would be great. great.
Yeah, we'll
I'm
just
excited.
Set up an appointment. We'll go and get a tan, and then we can report to you guys what it's like. We'll take pictures and everything.
Yeah, I have to say, I've actually never had a spray tan. So.
Yeah, neither have I. So it sounds interesting, you know. But the amazing thing is she says it doesn't rub off, you know. It fades, but it doesn't rub off on your pillow. And,
we'll hope so.
I mean, yeah, right?
My luck, it'll be everywhere. I'll be like all blotchy and I'll look like a leopard, but
yeah, I know. I try to color my hair a couple times and it's like every day there's a little bit left on the pillow and I'm like, this is not for me, you know?
I love when guys color their hair and it's just like so clearly not their
right
hair.
Right. No, but like, mine looked good. It's just that it was fading, you know.
Yeah.
And just come rubbing off on the pillow and everything.
Really?
Yeah, and the towel. So I thought, what the hell, you know? So maybe I don't know what I was using,
you know. One time in high school I actually colored my own hair as well, which was a massive disaster. And I have some red tint in my hair,
right,
which, I mean, you can see it, like, in the light. It's, you know, it looks brunette.
Yeah, right?
Day to day. But, yeah, it took to the red, and I swear it turned pink. I'm not
really
kidding.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, ah, okay. And people thought I did that intentionally, and of course I hadn't.
Yeah.
But, anyways, never did that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's just all natural.
So, also, if I remember correctly, we're supposed to move the clocks this weekend. Did you hear anything about that?
Are we? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, because it's the... Well, I don't know. They usually say, I think, the first weekend in March, but this is not March yet until the 1st. I don't know. Somebody posted on Facebook. I hope they're right, because otherwise I'm going to move my clock and nobody else will. Can you imagine?
I know.
No, I'm sure we're going to hear about it everywhere.
That's a good thing about Apple. It does it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And then you're like, oh.
I know, that's funny.
I like when you lose an hour, but not when you gain an hour, because then you're like, oh. Well, actually, no, I take that back, because then you get to sleep longer, right?
Forget about the sleeping longer. I don't get people getting this. It's like 1 hour in a year that you sleep an hour less. But think of the benefit we get. We get long days.
Oh, I love long days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that's what I'm saying.
I much prefer sunlight for longer than...
Yeah. You know, so who cares if I lose an hour of sleep? I'd lose an hour of sleep for 2 weeks if I could enjoy daylight savings
time. Yeah. I like it, too.
I know, you know, I mean, we'll start getting light, daylight till 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and especially in my business, like, you know, when we are filming and everything,
you need more daylight.
Exercise videos or whatever, it's totally advantageous to have more daylight.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, okay, guys, speed it up. Like, we have to wrap by, you know, it's like getting dark and our cameras are compensating. And,
right.
So, yeah, it's much better to have more daylight.
Awesome. Okay, so the debate happened last night. I didn't see it, but the reports afterwards were there were insults and everybody.
Oh my God, it was hilarious.
Yeah, everybody took off their gloves. Did you get to see it a little bit?
I saw like snippets
really?
Here and there, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
But you know what? People are taking Rubio seriously now, and maybe he'll be able to do something. I don't know. But Chris Christie endorsed Trump. So that's
really?
Pretty interesting. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm glad he's not in the race anymore. Just terrible guy.
Yeah. I'm not
like
a fan
him.
Myself.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to our guest right now who's sitting here patiently, and we're going to discuss all the stuff that he's done. And we have Patrick, and you're going to give us your last name, Patrick. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So, Patrick, what is your last name? Pronounce it first.
It's German, and it's Vollrath.
Vollrath. Okay. I'll try.
Very good.
I'll try.
No,
Vollrath.
It's good.
Yeah. It's just the R. Your R's is a little different from
other
from
R's. English, American.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
My last name is Boland, so that's very German as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Yes, my grandparents were very German.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
very cool.
First generation American.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, they would like yell at each other in German. It's hilarious. And they knew Spanish, so they're like trilingual. It was very confusing.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Patrick, do you speak any other languages other than German and English? You probably do, right?
Well, I had 5 years of French in school.
Yeah.
But
I know, I can imagine. I know. I the same way. I had 3 years of French in school, and I don't remember much, but because you don't get to use it, right?
Yeah, I don't get to use it, and like my grades started with an A in the first year, and it went down to B.
Really?
And in the end, it was really an E, and I was talking to my teacher to like not... like. can you just give me a D? And
yeah, I won't show up anymore, me, right? Like,
and she was like, "No, I cannot do that."
Yeah,
oh,
right?
No.
Yeah. It's mandatory to learn French in German schools.
Yeah, we can between Latin and French, we can decide we want to learn. And I decided to do French.
Yeah, a little more useful, right?
A little more useful, but I did 3 years too with Latin later.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it would be maybe helpful, but I never used it.
Never used it, right? Yeah. But it helps with other languages, right? Because like many languages come from Latin, so
yeah, that's
you can associate words.
Yeah,
and
in the beginning, I kind of thought though, but you know. It's because I forgot everything too.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't that a good, I wasn't that good at school.
No. So, where did you grow up in Germany? What city?
It's a very small town in around 1,800 people.
So uh-huh. 800 people?
Oh, wow, that is small.
1,800, yeah. So
1,800. We thought Kelsey came from a small town. Can you imagine 1,800 people?
That's,
my God.
Yeah, that's tiny.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, and what big city was it near? Frankfurt?
No, Hanover was near. I don't know.
If Hanover? Yeah.
You know, where I'm coming from, it's right in the middle of Hamburg and Berlin.
Oh, okay.
It's both like 250 kilometers away.
Right.
So, oh my gosh, that's like a really long way, though.
Yeah, it is. Oh. But, you know, it's like very small. No wasteland.
Right, there. Yeah. But that was part of West Germany, right?
Yes, it's West Germany. Yeah, very close, but it's very close to the 50 kilometers to the border.
Like really?
Where it was, you know. And the mountain part and area I was grown up in, uh-huh. You know, it was divided in two parts.
Yeah.
So, one part of that area was like Eastern Germany.
The Soviet, right.
Mm. Yes.
Wow, what a cool thing. We were talking to, actually our guest yesterday was from Germany.
I know.
And we were talking about the East and the West too, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the spray tanning lady was German as well.
Oh, okay.
And so we get to talk about Germany 2 days in a row. That's cool.
Yeah.
Learn more things about it.
Yes.
So, Patrick, you're a filmmaker, right?
Yes, I'm writer-director. I just finished film school, and
really? So, but you already started making your own films, right?
That's, you know, what the film we are nominated with, it's my thesis film from film school.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
You nominated for what?
For this year for an Academy Award, too.
Really?
Yeah, for best.
In what category?
Best live action short.
Oh, great. Okay.
Wow. You see, we get to see a lot of Oscar contenders this year.
I know.
All thanks to Kathleen, you see?
Right?
Yeah. Very cool. So tell us a little bit about the current film. It's Everything Will Be Okay.
That's
and
right.
A great title, but tell us a little bit about what the film is about.
Well, the title first is a lie. So
it's a lie.
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody's telling somebody it'll be okay.
Yes.
But it doesn't turn out to be very okay.
You know, you have to watch the film to the end, and then they realize it maybe don't turn out to be okay. Everything.
Yeah.
You
know,
the
general story.
It's a drama. It's a drama with thriller elements. It's about a father during a divorce wants to kidnap his own child, and we follow that.
Really? Now, is this like a German film or English-speaking film?
No, it's a German language film, and I studied in Film Academy Vienna, where I'm living in Vienna, Austria right now.
Oh, really?
It was my thesis film there, and I finished film school there like this year.
Oh, okay. So your film school is in Vienna?
Yes, it's in Vienna.
Wow, how cool is that, huh?
Yeah. I'm living in another country.
Yeah. Why did you decide on that school? Don't they have good schools in Germany?
They have, but they didn't want me.
They didn't want you? Because you didn't speak French, right?
So I didn't.
Yeah,
so why not in Vienna? But, you know, like every film school has its own style, and people here, I've kind of fit perfectly to Vienna, and we have an Academy Award winning director like Michael Haneke is our teacher, and he won like 3 years ago with Amour, was nominated for best director and best screenplay too. So, he's my teacher. So you know I learned a lot, and it's good to be there.
Obviously, so you had a good master to learn from.
Yeah, it's like a mentor master.
We're still
in contact, and it's very good.
Nice. How long has he been teaching there? For a long time?
Oh, he's teaching there since 2006, I guess. Mm. And,
Yeah, you'll probably get to teach one day too, right? After you learn a lot.
Actually, I'm going to, when I'm coming back, I give some lessons about like
really?
How to promote short films and because we make it. You know, we made it that far with that, so
yeah.
People are interested how we did it.
That's true. Yeah, so you'll have to tell us a little bit what So the film is about the father and the girl.
Yes.
Okay, and we obviously don't want to give away too much because it's a short film.
It's a short film. You can still see it in the theaters.
Like, really?
Yes. It's there's a website you have to look at, and there you can find out and watch cinema. Like it's in 5 to 6 cinemas in LA.
Very
nice.
What's the website?
They show it on around 500 screens in the US.
So, oh yeah. Where is it? The Lemley Theaters or something like those art?
No, it's part. They all Academy Award nominated short films.
Oh,
animation,
okay.
Right.
And they show it all. It's like a
okay. So that's like the story we heard the other day as well with Stutterer.
Yes.
Now, so how many films are you competing with? Four other films.
Four other films. Five are nominated, like in every other category too.
Have you seen the other films yet?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? You think you're going to win?
It's a the thing is, you know, I don't want to decide, you know, because they all are kind of special and they all have something really, really interesting in. So I'm happy I'm not a voter. I'm happy I don't have to decide that. So
yeah, very cool. So, I mean, look, your first film out the door and you're already nominated for an Oscar. That must make you feel good.
Well, you know, I have to admit, it's not a bad feeling.
Yeah. Not a bad feeling, right? So, so what was the process? Do you have to enter your film? You have to officially say this is a contender, right? And then they look at it and they decide which.
The thing is, you cannot just apply or submit your film to the Oscars. Like you have to go through a long, long process because they're sending out a list of festivals around the world, which are Academy. Accredited festivals, and if you win a big award there, so then you are allowed to submit to the Oscars.
I see.
So you wind up in being a field of like 100 to 150 films who won awards and who are allowed to submit. So you kind of get like, and you know, at a festival, a very good festival, like all the accredited festivals from the Oscars, you know, they're like 3,000 to 6,000 films submitted. Like,
oh my god!
Like every time.
Oh my god!
Wow.
So you first get out of 3,000 to be like part of the festival.
Uh huh.
Then there are 90 films around, and then there are two awards you can win, and then you get out of that, win an award, and then you can submit, and then you compete kind of with all the other people at the festival.
But just think how admirable it is that you were able to do all that, go the whole distance and end up on the Oscar list, you know?
Yeah, you know, it was a crazy ride last year from the first day we had premiere with the film, and it was really, really, really it was a wonderful year for us.
Yeah.
For me, the whole team, everybody involved, for the film school, you know, it like because it raised, you know, we went to Cannes and we won like a lot of awards in Germany from all the like upcoming awards, you know, and you know, then we wind up at the Student Academy Award where we win a medal there.
Uh-huh.
And after that, you know, we got short, first we got long list, of course, and then we got shortlisted. You know, since then.
Very cool. So you were destined to make films, obviously. I mean, that must raise your confidence quite a bit to say, you know, I mean, this is my first, it's my thesis film. Already I'm getting a lot of recognition and stuff. Who knows what else I might come up with later, right? I'm awesome. I'm invincible.
The thing is, you know, when you write out of film school, it's like always a big struggle and it's always hard to get the real first feature film done and you know, the first project, and of course, you know, this nomination that helps a lot, so people like say like, okay, this guy, you know, we can maybe trust him a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Because he already did something, so it makes it a little bit easier, but it's still like you know, it's still a lot of work and still hard fighting for what you really want to do and for your passion and your love. So
but obviously when you win, it can transform your career.
You know, it can in both ways, I guess. Yeah. Even, you know, when you're going to win an Oscar, especially like at the beginning of your career and with a smaller film, and you know, in the end, it winds up to gives you a lot of pressure. You know, you know, everybody say like, oh, this is an Academy Award, maybe nominated, maybe winning. Director, so this next film must be awesome or something,
right.
You know. But it's still, you know, we all wouldn't, you know, sometimes you make a film and it wind out there, and of course, the pressure.
Yeah, that's true. And besides, don't kid yourself. You're gonna count your money once you get to your Oscar and start making a lot of money. But no, I mean, I know. Well, at least, you know, I mean, at least in the more popular categories, I know that it raises your value in the market when you win an Oscar.
Sure.
I can imagine also with your film. You know, I mean,
of course, your niche,
in your area,
you're
going to be recognized.
You know, in Germany, I'm the only this year the only filmmaker from Germany who's nominated.
Oh, that's great! Oh my gosh!
So kind of all the German and Austrian media attention is on me. So
yeah.
That's, you know, so I'm like, you know, I'm in the middle of the focus right now. So
right.
And then people kind of are interested in.
Right. So you're here to tell us that if you have your mind set on something and you're passionate about it, you can do it.
You know, I guess, you know, it's always hard work. You know, you never sit down and, you know, even like the genius people have to work like,
right.
really, really
the work
hard.
Doesn't come to you.
Yeah,
you
it doesn't come to you. And you have to, like, it doesn't matter in what kind of job you are. You always have to be passionate about it. And what I really love to wake up in the morning and know that what I'm doing the whole day is what I really want to do, and I don't, you know, that's a little bit what I'm very, very happy about and very thankful to my parents and to everybody to kind of make that happen, and that I can do, you know, that I'm able to do that.
Yeah, that's cool. And Kelsey likes a lot of things, so she does a lot of things,
you know.
She's passionate about a lot of things.
Yes.
So that's good. I mean, it's like nice to be in different avenues, opportunities, you know.
Passionate about the hustle.
Yeah, exactly. She's passionate about working hard. And that's good. It pays off, right? Pays off big time.
Well,
we're talking to Patrick Folgath. And
very close.
Yeah, it's closer than Volrath, so don't call him that.
That's right.
And the film, his short film is Everything Will Be Okay, and it's nominated for a 2016 Oscar. So let's talk a little bit about the little girl in the movie. Is she like the star of the movie? Is she like the center of it? Or is,
you know,
the father?
They're both leads, and she's the center and the heart of the film, because she's what they are, like, the parents are fighting about,
right?
And she has to carry the whole film, because, and you know, when you see the film in the end, you will say she's the only smart person, you know, because all the grown up behave like idiots.
Wow.
And she's the only smart person.
Yeah.
In the whole film, and she's just 8.
Right, and she 8 years old.
8 years old.
How did you find her?
Oh, we did a long casting process.
Yeah.
It was a 6 month of casting, and
oh my gosh!
Wow. So you took it seriously?
Many. Yeah, you know, I knew when she wasn't good, or the little girl in the middle of the film wasn't good. You know, I don't have to make the film.
Right, exactly. So you might as well wait for the right one, right?
Yeah, that's why, you know, I wouldn't have made it without her.
Yeah.
And,
You see, that's the amazing thing. People don't understand, you know, they go for casting calls and stuff like that, auditions, and they don't get the part, and they think, oh, I'm no good, you know. But that's not about that. It's about
they have
an idea of what they want, and they're going to find them.
My teacher, Michael Haneke, who was like I said, like Academy Award, who won one, you know, he always said there is never like the best actor, there's just the best actor for the role.
Exactly.
So, and you have to be aware of that, because sometimes, you know, when you want to play, I don't know, this kind of guy, you know, you cannot cast this kind of guy.
Exactly,
know,
yeah.
It doesn't fit then.
Exactly. So you don't want to cast like a Steve Carell as an Arnold Schwarzenegger character or something. Wouldn't work, right?
But you know what, Steve Carell, it's like very funny, because he's playing more deeper and more a darker character, that works out really,
right?
really good. You know, sometimes it's casting it's the opposite. Sometimes right. it works out really, really good.
That's
in
true.
My film, I casted another guy who's always in comedy movies, yeah. and now he's playing a dramatic like role, and that's very good because the audience really like him from the yeah. beginning. But he's doing something they're not supposed to like, and that right. brings him in the audience in a kind of struggle to like, oh, I like this guy, but what he's doing, I hate.
Yeah,
him.
It's you like know? Dissonance.
So how can I like someone, you know?
Yeah,
who's doing that? And
wow,
that sometimes is interesting to cast it this way. So
yeah, that's true. It makes it more interesting. And
yeah,
stuff,
you
I
have
know.
To. You have to. You know, you have to find yeah. a vision for what you want to do. And
yeah, just like Robin Williams started in comedy and he did a lot of great drama.
Yeah,
films,
but he's
you know?
In. He was.
Yeah,
sadly,
he was a genius.
A
yeah.
wonderful and great actor. He could play right. everything.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Isn't that, I think it's nice to cross from one genre to another.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
It's always interesting to see people. Sometimes you're not expecting that they are doing this, and then they are doing that.
Right.
And, yeah.
Sounds good. While we're talking, Patrick, where can people find more information about you? Do you have a website or for the film?
Yeah, the website for the film is everythingwillbeokay-film.com.
Okay.
There you can find all the information, and you can download it and on video, on Vimeo.
Uh-huh.
Vimeo on demand. So
okay.
You can rent it and buy it there.
Okay.
Wow, very cool. So yeah, so you guys can go on a place like Vimeo, you said. And
yes, and you have to search for Everything Will Be Okay, and there you should find the film. If
okay.
not, you just send me an email. It's on my website. And
right.
I will
well,
send
what's
you the
your
link.
Website?
Oh, it's my whole name.
Give it again?
Yeah, patrickvollrath.com.
Okay. And so. But there's a site for the film too, right?
So yeah, it's you know, it's the same site,
right?
Just two domains, but they lead both to the same site.
That's
there you
fine.
Go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
very cool. So now the 8-year-old girl, Julia Pointner, right? That's her
yes.
name.
She's in the she's airplane right now, and she's landing in like 5 hours.
Oh, so she's coming here too. To
I
the
guess
award.
She maybe crossed with the airplane the American border already.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Okay.
Wow. Can you imagine at that young age and already a film nominated for an Oscar? I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, she's yeah. probably like in
it's
the
like her first appearance ever.
Really?
And maybe she thinks like that's how it always works.
Oh, I know, right?
Playing in a film, like okay, in the end, I'm going to the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Like it's that easy, right?
Yeah. But it's, man, well, it's not.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though, is that if you're talented, then people notice you, you know. And
you know, but I think, you know, I just saw Jeremy Renner in a bar here in L.A., you know, and I don't know him, and I didn't talk to him, but I heard his story like, that he, you know, somebody told me, oh, he waited 16 years, like, for his breakout, you know, and
wow.
he has to be, you know, and he was always talented,
yeah.
you know,
right.
but he waited 16 years, so,
yeah,
you know, sometimes it's a lot of luck, too, a lot of, like, being in the right moment, you know.
Yeah, timing is
yeah,
important.
Yeah, timing is
yeah.
very important, you know, and, you know, sometimes when it doesn't work out, sometimes it's not, you know, about, you know, that you're not talented, you know.
Yeah. So let me understand this. The film is in German, right? But you shot it in Vienna or did you shoot it in Germany?
No, I shot it in Vienna.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, so is Julia Austrian or is she
she's,
German?
She's Austrian, yes.
She's Austrian.
Yeah.
But she was able to speak German, right? Because
that's the same language.
The same language,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
right.
Austrian, German is the same
yeah,
language.
Same language.
That's another dialect.
Right. So, very cool. And the other actors were also Viennese as well, or?
They're all from Austria. They're all from Vienna. And,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I found my people there.
Very nice. So you have Austrian actors playing German characters, right?
No,
are they German
you know,
characters?
It's like, you know, Austria and Germany, it's like...
Same thing.
Same thing. It's like
yeah,
little,
but it's
little
still
and,
not the
little
same
Little brother
thing.
And little, you know, little sister. So it's like, you know, for me, it's like they're playing Austrian characters. There's like no...
Oh,
they're
Austrian
playing
characters.
Viennese.
Okay.
You know, they're
oh,
come,
okay.
It's a Viennese-based story, so they're playing...
Okay, in German. There. Okay, so yeah. we get it. Okay. So, because I thought the story is German, but it's not. It's Austrian more.
You know, it's hard to devise a little bit, like you say. This is a,
yeah.
I don't. This is a New York story, but it's maybe more in Washington. So, you know, it's a kind
yeah.
of this kind of thing, you know.
Okay, gotcha.
It doesn't really, like, where's the difference? You know, of course, it's different from the city, but
right.
it's still America. It's still, like, same.
And the setting is in Vienna as well?
Yeah, it's all
the
in
film,
Vienna. Yes.
The film takes care of
it. Yes.
Now, what did you do about music for the film? How did you go about that?
There's absolutely no music in the film.
No music
no
in
music.
The film.
No,
oh, wow.
No
okay,
music.
Well, that's an
wow.
easy way to go about it.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. No, it's a very European film, and it's a very... you know, it's a very realistic film. I thought when I put music in it, it would brought the audience away from the characters.
Really?
Because it put in a distance. Sometimes I have the feeling it tells me what I have to feel right now because
right,
the music is
like
going
to be emotional. Right, because it's like suspenseful or happy or whatever.
And I don't really like that, so I try to make scenes where the audience can decide if it comes over and not like getting pushed with the music.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you consciously thought about that.
Yeah, you know, of course, I thought about music and to take it to add it to the film, just, you know, to get every option done and stuff. So.
Right. How long is the film?
It's exactly 30 minutes.
Exactly 30 minutes. Like on it's face. You have to win. What are the odds that it would be 30 minutes?
Yeah. Exactly 30 minutes.
My question, though, is how do you... I mean, the short films are all different lengths, or are you competing with films that are the same length?
No, it has to be until, I guess, 40 minutes is a line between
That's the cutoff. Okay.
That's the cutoff. Sure.
45, something around that. Between, like... then you're like categorized as a short film at the Oscars. Yeah, film festivals, they say no until 20 minutes, until 30 minutes. That's why I make it exactly 30 minutes, because I know 30 minutes is a big break. You know, a lot of festivals doesn't allow films over 30 minutes.
I see.
So because, you know, there must be a maximum of duration.
Yeah.
So what are your plans to do after the Oscars? I mean, if you win or if you don't win, you should still celebrate either way.
He's going to back up the Brinks truck to the to his house to get a. This is like the trucks that carry the money around.
Yeah, that's what he's
going to
do.
No, it's just more about like, you know, having fun the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
definitely.
About money, just about like drinking one or two beers, I guess.
A liar.
There you go, yeah.
Liar, you got to have like six.
Yeah, he's
going to
celebrate big time. All the social media is going to have his pictures with the Oscar in his hand.
Last year I went to the Night of 100 Stars. That was a fun party.
What was that, a party? Like after Oscar party?
Yeah, it was an after Oscar party.
I didn't realize what are the really cool and great parties are, so I have to... I have to talk to people.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, is this your first time in L.A.?
Yeah, it's a fourth time.
Oh,
it's
so you've been
first
here.
First time during the Academy Award season.
I see.
Awesome.
Before, did you just come to visit, or was it
I came
also?
Here for the Student Academy Awards last year, where we were part of it and where we won something. And I was here for the Oscar nominee luncheon, like a couple of weeks ago. And I was here for visiting with the film school in 2009, but just for 3 days.
Yeah. Ah. Nice. So you like LA, right? I mean, would you move here, or do you like...
The thing is, first when I came here, it was like, man, all that traffic.
Oh,
well,
you're like, I hate this.
It was like, I cannot live here. You know?
Yeah, right.
Half of my life I would be stuck in traffic.
Exactly.
So, you know? But after being there a little bit longer and longer, I really enjoy parts of LA, you know.
Yeah, huh? And the weather, you can't beat the weather.
That is so nice.
You know, especially, you know, everybody from Vienna right now tell me like, oh, it's raining here, just to let you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, yeah, we have a little blue sky.
Right. Plus, we have the hottest women in the world right here, you know, so you're in the right place.
That's right.
So, the film we're discussing is Everything Will Be Okay, and we have the creator, Patrick, with us. Notice I'm not saying the last name. We'll go over it a little bit again.
We just don't want to butcher it.
Yeah, I know. We're giving him a hard time. But you know what? It's like my last name. Everybody butchers it all the time, too. So it sucks. I know that. You know, every time it's like I don't know. You just kind of squirm every time somebody butchers your name, you know. But what can you do, you know? Our parents should have thought about that before, right?
Before they were born. And
yeah, exactly. Wow. So, how many actors do you have in the film?
It's, you know, we have two leads.
The two leads.
It's a very intimate drama because the father and the daughter.
Right.
And we have a lot of people supporting. Around.
Is there a mother in the film too?
Yeah, very shortly.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
but
now
she's a big. She plays a big part, kind of.
Right.
But she's not really on screen.
Right. But she has a lot of influence on what's
a
going
lot
on.
Of influence on what's happening.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. And I can imagine this would be a touching film. I mean, anything that has to do with, you know, fighting for your kids and everything, you know, it's like, it's touching.
People say that they are crying sometimes in the end.
Really?
And,
so it's a tearjerker?
I always say, like, good.
Yeah, right?
No, because I want to make a truthful and emotional film. And when people tell me, then it's like, okay, then you kind of did it.
Yeah, you succeeded, right? You moved them.
Yes, so that's good. That's why, you know, it's a truthful story. And, you know, when I, you know, the actors are really, you know, I love them a lot. And they're doing such a good job. And, you know, for me, it was very touching to see what they did on, you know, what they did in front of our camera.
Yeah,
awesome.
So you wrote the film too, right? I mean, you pretty much created everything.
Yes.
How did the story come about for you? I mean, did you just decide, okay, I need to think of what to make a film about, or did the story just come to you?
No, it came to me. I read a newspaper article, and it was really interesting to see why someone like a father or a parent is doing something that bad for his kid,
right?
And says in the end, "I'm doing it out of love." You know, this kind of, you know, this conflict was. I was really like, okay, I have to get in that more.
Right.
I need to know about that more. Why is it happening and what's going on there?
So then you explored it a little bit.
Yeah, not just a little bit. Like I did a real lot of research.
Wow.
So
really?
A really half a year of research just to talk to people and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Now, you didn't do the actual shooting, did you?
I have a DOP.
You have a DP. You can't make a film by yourself, right?
I mean, you know, filmmaking is teamwork. So you have to like give away like as much as you can. You know, when you're a director, it's I guess it's smart to give all the important parts to the best people you can find. You know?
There you go.
That's something it was directing too. You know,
right.
Just not do everything. Just like okay, the best cameraman around is this guy. So. I try to bring it to my film because then maybe the film will be better because he's doing a very good job.
Absolutely.
Same with actors and like costume designers and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting stuff. Did you, financing the film, was that like on a shoestring or were you able to raise some money from other people?
Yeah, you know, it's like, for in Germany or in Austria, we have another system because it's, we got supporting from the government funding.
Oh, nice.
So, and then we applied, like we said, this is a film we want to do. And they say, okay, interesting. Yeah, here's some money, you can make it. We had like 7,000 euros. It's not like. You know, it's like $8,000. It's like $8,000.
Oh, that's a shoestring. Right. Oh my gosh.
That's not that much.
That's great.
So, but it's not that much to like. But we find a way to get it done.
But that's the thing also, in a movie where it's more character-based, you don't have to invest so much money,
exactly.
You know.
That's right.
You know, and all the special effects and the...
In student films, we are not able to pay the actors and to pay the people who are working there. And, but I try. You know, I bring a lot of to commercials. When I do the commercial, I'm really thankful to them and say I try to bring them into that too, to give something back, you know.
Yeah.
But in the end, we could pay, you know, after we won some awards and won some money, and we shared with the whole team and everybody get you know, at least I think 60% or 65% of what they actually money would have been if they worked like on a normal contract.
Like a SAG. Like,
yeah. So that's what we could give back from a student film. And I'm very, you know, and they were really appreciate that because that never kind of happens from a student film to give back money.
Right. Wow.
Yes.
This is exciting stuff, you know. We're talking to Patrick, I'll try it again, Folgath. You see, I'm getting close, you see?
Yeah, I'm getting better.
The TH at the end, it's not, you know, you don't have
Folgath.
In Germany.
Folgath.
No, it's Folgath.
Folgath. Folgath. Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
that's good.
Folgath.
Yeah.
You see, time to learn German, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's so funny how languages are so different, you know, and it's like you wonder how they evolved, you know, all these languages and stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's
I've never had luck with languages, really.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't. I mean, I forget them. Yeah. I took like 8 years of Spanish or something, and I went to South America recently, and I was like, hola. Like, all I could say. It was ridiculous. And they're like spitting off to me, and I'm like.
But it comes back after like a couple of days, right?
That's what they say. It did, actually. After I stayed for a couple of weeks, and yeah, I came back a little bit. But not fluently.
It's the same with French, you know. After a couple of days, I can say some sentence and a little bit.
Yeah, huh? I don't. And let's give a mention to the father. That's Simon Schwartz or Schwartz?
Yes, Schwartz.
Schwartz. You see, I know.
Ah, you're getting good.
I'm getting good at this. So let's talk a little bit about him. How did you find him?
He's a very well-known and famous actor in Germany and Austria.
Oh, really?
So, yes, and I just asked him. I get a contact, I ask a friend who know him, and I was like, how can you give me an email? And then I sent him an email like, okay, this is a project I want to do. I really love you. You would be perfect for the role because that. And I really appreciate his work. So
that's great. So he kind of took it on as a passion project.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's right. He's always doing it, try to get interesting roles, even if it's not paid, you know. Because for him, in this kind of case, we all didn't know that before, but in this kind of case, he could show, to a bigger audience right now that he's not only the funny comedy guy, that
right.
he has a very serious side and a character, character side too. So for him, it kind of, you know, people know, interesting. And I never thought of Simon in this kind of way.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit like Steve Carell, you know. And he started out as a funny guy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he did a lot of great stuff. And now in The Big Short, he was very good. And
yeah.
Last year and in the other film he had.
So you directed the film as well. And So you learned directing and stuff at that school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I studied film directing at Film Academy Vienna.
Okay. And do you think you'll ever want to be in front of the camera as an actor, or do you prefer to be
behind it? I did. We had a famous acting coach in our school for 10 days. It's Susan Batson. She worked with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman and Stanley Kubrick on the films they did together. And and she was there, and then she invited me to come to New York. And I took this chance to do it just to explore more about, as a director, about acting. So for me, it was very interesting to see what all the actors going through, you know, and I experienced on my own. So so when I talk now to actors, I can, you know, I can talk differently because I can say and I played a lot in school before. And we shot a short, you know, just right before we did that one, just to explore that. And we played the leads too. And it was fun.
Very cool.
Fun.
I mean, you need to know what the actors go through.
It's especially for a director, it's very important. Because I really love to work with actors, and I really appreciate the work so much.
See, I think that the actors like the tools of the director in order to create the masterpiece, you know.
Right.
So it's
so
like
true, yeah.
Yeah, it's like almost like I mean, to me, a film is like the director painting a picture, you know.
It's a moving picture. Yeah,
but it's your idea, it's your vision in your mind.
But the
right?
thing is more like when you're painting a picture, you have a lot of people around you, and then you say, oh, it would be great for, and you say to the actor, you can paint, because you're so much better in painting the flower there.
Right.
You have to paint the flower, and then you say to the DP, you paint all the table or that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I think for a director, it's a lot of you know, talking to the people and being there and bringing people to a point where they're doing the absolutely best work.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Very good. So you have to be good with people as well. It's not just enough that you understand.
Sure, I guess so. You know, sometimes when you're not good with people, sometimes you even bring them to a point, you know.
Right.
I don't know, when you're screaming or something, you know. Sometimes it works. With some people, it works.
You have to be a good communicator, for sure.
Yes. I think you have to read kind of people, and then you know how to work for them.
Yeah. Very cool. So Patrick is a German director, made the film in Vienna. The film is Everything Will Be Okay. And give us the website again where people can find out more about
Everything Will Be Okay, minusfilm.com.
Minusfilm, yes. Okay. Is Minusfilm your company or...
No. Minus, it's just a...
You mean the dash?
Oh, it's a dash.
Dash. We call it dash. Okay.
We call it a dash.
Okay,
so. Good. Because otherwise the people would have written... I would have written the word minus.
Me
too. Because I thought it's an Indian company.
Okay, then it's like everything will be okay.
Well, I'm glad we clarified
dash.
That. Dash. Now you know. When you tell people
film.
That.
Film.com, yes.
Yeah, don't tell a minus. They won't know what they're talking about. Right.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, in America, we're very set in our ways, you know. It's like...
Yes. Good.
You have to say something a certain way.
You know, I would have told people go to my website, and nobody would find it. What? So it's good to know.
Okay, so everything will be okay-film.com, and you guys can find out more. And Is there like, can they watch it on there too, or do they have to go to Vimeo?
They have to go to Vimeo.
Okay, so go to Vimeo and look up. Everything will be okay. You'll find the film, and it's nominated for an Oscar, so it's definitely worth spending 30 minutes and checking it out. I know I will, because I'm fascinated with independent films, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially telling the story in like 30 minutes. It's not easy, you know?
No, that's so neat.
You have to really think it out, think it through. How can I condense all this into 30 minutes, right?
That's right. That's right. We have to find a form and a structure and scenes, you know? And you have to start the film right away, you know?
Yeah. So tell me, like, once you've written the script, how long did it take you to make the film?
I had the first draft ready in September 2013.
Oh my gosh, that was a long process.
We shot in May 2014.
Okay.
And we had premiere in January 2015. And since then we are traveling around with a film.
Oh, wow. So do you have any big plans for future films?
I'm writing right now. I'm on page 19 of my screenplay.
Oh, yay.
but I have I couldn't write after the nomination, and 2 days before the nomination, because I was a little bit, of course, a little bit excited, you know, I couldn't focus. And then I after that, because of all the media and all the press saying you have to do, and
you've just been in high demand traveling everywhere.
And there's like a lot of traveling, and I couldn't focus. And when I'm coming back after the Oscars, back to Vienna, back in my real life, then I go on. But I already have a treatment done. It's that's ready, and we have a funding, or we got a funding already. So it's kind of, I have two production companies involved, and
great.
So everything is on its way.
Sounds good. Well, we're excited. Come back when you have the next film, and maybe there'll be a feature where you won an Oscar. Who knows? But we wish you much success with your film.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on the nomination and everything. It's amazing.
Thank you.
And I know you're going to be very nervous on Sunday.
No, I won't.
No, you're not going to be nervous?
I'm not nervous now.
I would be.
No, I really want to enjoy the night, and it's a great, maybe once-in-a-lifetime experience. So
right.
I take it all in, and it's fine.
Cool. Catherine Lynn Scott, do you want to promote your PR firm or anything? No? Okay, she doesn't want to. Well, okay, she's a great publicist, folks. If you ever need her, just contact me. Okay, we're going to get another website here real quick.
Now just where you can look up the in what movie theaters the film, all the nominated films are playing.
Oh, that's neat.
Because,
okay.
It's very easy. You just like type in where you're right now, and then you can find the cinema next to you.
And unfortunately, we can't vote, though, for the film, because we're not members of the Academy.
Yeah, and the voting
and
is closed
too late.
It's shorts.tv.
Shorts.tv. That's where we can see all the shorts.
No, that's where you can find out in what cinema it's playing right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
in LA and all over the US. I guess it's 500 screens and all over the US.
Wow, how exciting. How exciting is that? Well, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. You're very inspiring for filmmakers, aspiring filmmakers. And I think that if we can learn anything from today's show is that you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, anything's possible. You can even be from a very small town in Germany and get all the way to Hollywood.
You know,
right?
You know, sometimes
sometimes you can.
Life is like that.
You've been too modest. You've come a long way. All right, Patrick, thank you so much. Kelsey, thank you.
Of course.
Have a wonderful weekend, and everybody, will see you on Monday.
Bye, guys.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.